This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. There are steps that can be taken now to help reduce the impact a summer drought could have on the lawn and garden. K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan says taking precautions in the spring to improve soil health is a good place to start. Matt, this is one of those unfortunate things that we always seem to have to talk about in Kansas, and that is drought. We never know exactly when it's going to hit, how long it's going to last, but we know at some point we're going to have to do some additional watering. But maybe there are some things that we can do to prepare for what may be a dry season.
Yes, a lot of our practices that we do to our lawns and landscapes in the spring really increase or decrease our drought tolerance of our lawns and landscapes the rest of the year. So whether we have really intense periods of drought this summer or just short durations of drought, we know dry periods will come in the summer months. And so it's really important now that we take action in the spring in our lawns and landscapes to take proactive measures to really try to help increase the drought tolerance of our lawns so that as we do get into dry periods, less water is needed for those lawns and landscapes to still thrive and be beautiful.
What's maybe the first thing we should do?
I would always start with soil health and really trying to make sure that we have a healthy soil to support a healthy plant. One of the most important things that we can do in the springtime is try to aerate our soils and really try to provide better infiltration of water and air down deeper into the soil so that our roots can utilize that water and air to be able to grow. When we have a lawn, for example, we can use a core aerator machine and actually plug 3-inch holes of soil and pull that out of the ground. We can also take something as simple as a pitchfork and poke holes in our landscape beds to just try to, again, allow tunnels and holes down into the soil so that water, fertilizers, and even air can get down into the root system deeper in the soil.
Mulch is another option?
Yes, mulch is a great way to help conserve soil moisture. It's also going to do a really good job of reducing weeds. And so adding mulch and eliminating weeds or preventing weeds are two really important steps we want to take. Especially when it comes to weeds, we think about what a weed needs to grow. It needs space, but it also needs water. And so those weeds that we might have, we may not think they're a big deal, but they're really competing with our desirable plants for the same water, the same nutrients, and the same space to grow. And so in the early spring months, we can often apply pre-emergent herbicides or weed preventers to help reduce the amount of summer weeds that we have throughout the growing season. We can also just be mindful of constantly monitoring our lawns and landscapes for weeds and hand-pulling those weeds as they pop up so that, again, those weeds aren't competing for that same limited water plants may be needing midsummer.
And we're supposed to actually water the mulch after we put it down.
Yes, it's always a good idea to water your mulch after you apply it. One, it reduces the flammability and fire hazard of that mulch that's often very dry in the bags as you purchase it. This is also going to then really apply a good base of water underneath the mulch and trap that in the soil so that there's a good pool of water in the soil so that the plants have hopefully moisture for several weeks.
What about in terms of just our watering practices then?
When we start to get into the drought period, and especially in the spring months, we're turning on our irrigation systems and using them more. But it's really important that we take the time to really inspect our irrigation system thoroughly, make sure we don't have big leaks or breaks. But when it comes to drought, we also want to use water responsibly. And so we have to make sure that the irrigation system is spraying in the right direction, that it's not overspraying onto the driveway or into the street. We also want to make sure that it's not wasting water in any way. And so really inspecting your irrigation system as you turn it on and in the first few months of summer is really important in preparing our landscape for drought so that the water we're trying to apply actually reaches the plants that we're trying to apply it to.
And sometimes all you need is just the drip irrigation.
It is. Ideally, we want to apply a minimal amount of irrigation to the landscape. And that's really important in the spring months. We want to make sure we water really as limited as possible. Typically once a week or once every other week in the cooler spring months is all our irrigation is going to need. So whether we're using overhead irrigation system or drip irrigation system to apply it, we want to make sure that we're doing so as infrequently as possible so that we're encouraging deep root growth. And so drip irrigation is often a great way to apply that water directly to the soil so that it's more effectively reaching the roots. And it also helps reduce that wasted water or overspray.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan with spring tips for reducing the effects of drought on the home lawn and garden. For more information, contact your local K-State Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.